Good afternoon. You're tuned into SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. I'm Vince Colblugo with today's headlines. It's Friday, October 16th. The number of coronavirus cases in South Carolina schools is on the rise. The State Department of Health and Environmental Control today reported 1,483 cases in public and private schools across the Palmetto State. That's more than 200 new cases since their last update on Tuesday, and the largest spike since DHEC began tracking cases in schools. South Carolina is putting out new lifelines for small businesses and nonprofits impacted by the coronavirus pandemic. Governor Henry McMaster today announced two grant programs, the Minority and Small Business Relief Grant Program and the Nonprofit Relief Grant Program. Eligible applicants will receive reimbursements from $2,500 to $25,000 for businesses and up to $50,000 for nonprofits. The online application process for both grants will open Monday, October 19th on the state's Accelerate SC website and run through the 1st of November. Clemson University got its largest donation ever today, a $60 million gift that could put its business school on the world map. South Carolina Public Radio's Scott Morgan has more.
Billy and Ann Powers will see their names adorn Clemson's College of Business for quite a while, thanks to the couple's hefty donation. The gift aims to make the College of Business cutting edge through a combination of expanded programs and scholarship opportunities. In a statement, Clemson President Jim Clements called the gift a game changer for the university. The money is the exclamation point on a 10-year effort by Clemson to craft what it considers a world-class business school. The Wilbur O. and Ann Powers College of Business is a five-story, 176,000-square-foot space just completed for the beginning of this fall semester. As part of the gift, the right structure of the complex will be named in honor of the Powers' grandson, Chandler Burns. Burns was a 2015 Clemson graduate who died after a short illness in 2016. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Scott Morgan.
In other news, the state's biggest and busiest airport expects to finish out 2020 with 60% fewer passengers than the prior year. Charleston Aviation President and CEO Elliot Sumi tells the Post and Courier he believes just under 2 million passengers will pass through the terminals at Charleston International Airport by the end of December. The airport saw 4,870,000 passengers in 2019. And this evening, there are no named storms in the Atlantic, but forecasters at the National Hurricane Center are monitoring two areas for potential development. Meteorologist Megan Borowski says that while there has been a lot of speculation on them, the forecast is far from certain.
So we are watching two areas, one southeast of Bermuda and the other over the southwestern Caribbean Sea, just offshore Nicaragua and Costa Rica. Forecast models have consistently shown some sort of development toward each region, which has gotten our attention. But the fact is, while we can speculate that something will form, it is far too soon to comment about their potential tracks or magnitudes.
Megan says that the forecast will gradually become clearer next week. That wraps up your headlines. You've been listening to SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org.